You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Job chapter 6, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. Job said, "It's impossible to weigh my misery and grief. They outweigh the sand along the beach, and that's why I have spoken without thinking first. The fearsome arrows of God all-powerful have filled my soul with their poison. Do oxen and wild donkeys cry out in distress unless they are hungry? What is food without salt? What is more tasteless than the white of an egg? That's how my food tastes, and my appetite is gone. How I wish that God would answer my prayer and do away with me. Then I would be comforted, knowing that in all of my pain, I have never disobeyed God. Why should I patiently hope when my strength is gone? I am not strong as stone or bronze, and I have finally reached the end of my rope. My friends, I am desperate, and you should help me, even if I no longer respect God all-powerful. But you are treacherous as streams that swell with melting snow, then suddenly disappear in the summer heat. I am like a caravan lost in the desert while searching for water. Caravans from Tema and Sheba thought they would find water, but they were disappointed, just as I am with you. Only one look at my suffering, and you run away scared. Have I ever asked any of you to give me a gift or to purchase my freedom from brutal enemies? What have I done wrong? Show me, and I will keep quiet. The truth is always painful, but your arguments prove nothing. Here I am desperate, and you consider my words as worthless as wind. Why, you would sell an orphan or your own neighbor. Look me straight in the eye. I won't lie to you. Stop accusing me falsely. My reputation is at stake. I know right from wrong, and I am not telling lies." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the opportunity to look at this portion of Scripture. And we thank you, Lord, that we have the chance to hear Job's comments or his thoughts and insights on the trial that he's experiencing, even though it's very clear from this passage that he's still wrestling through it. He doesn't understand why you're allowing it to come into his life, and he's at a point where he wishes he was dead. And in the midst of that, he experiences friends who, instead of showing him a sense of compassion in these moments, seem to be accusing him of privately sinning against you, but putting on a public face as if he hasn't. And Lord, it's interesting to look at his reply to them, and for him to even point out that even if he had done wrong, they still should have shown him compassion, but instead it seems like they were holding their nose up at him. It's difficult to see, but we're grateful, Lord, that you've shown this to us. And we're grateful for the process that you brought Job through, where you deepened his ability to understand you and to know you, where you used this trial to refine his faith and helped him to wrestle with deep things. Lord, in the midst of our trials, we pray that our faith would grow stronger, that our trust in your Son, Jesus Christ, to sustain us in the midst of all we go through, would be real and genuine and would grow stronger each and every day. Lord, we know that you love us, and we know that trials in our lives are not evidence of you abandoning us or something of that nature. But we're confident, Lord, that in the midst of all that we experience, you have a purpose and you have a plan, and you're accomplishing all that you set out to do in our lives. We're grateful for these things, Lord. We're thankful for your presence with us. And Lord, we pray that in the midst of our trials that we would trust you, that we would not question your love, and that we would look toward the future with hope, knowing that you have good things in store for all those who love you. Lord, this side of heaven, maybe those good things won't be things that we see quite as readily, but the ultimate outcome of our lives, our trials, our experiences, is ultimately going to be that you would be glorified and that we would grow, that good would come from it, and we believe you as you tell us that in your word. So, Lord, we commit this day to your care, and we thank you for your presence with us in all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen. This podcast is part of our listener-supported ministry. To give a gift of support of any amount to help us with our hosting and production costs, please visit DesireJesus.com or click the link in this episode's description. You're also invited to sign up for our email list. Each week, we'll send a word of encouragement to your email along with the latest content from our blog. To sign up, please visit DesireJesus.com. And if you're a regular listener, it's always greatly appreciated when you leave a rating or review for us via your favorite podcast player. That's a big help in our efforts to share this podcast with more and more listeners. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.